to advertise, email podcast@thisisvechi.com.
Release yourself from order and logic and enter a new place. It's not work. It's not home. Here, no maps have been drawn. No books have been written. Nothing is certain. Everything is possible. Welcome to podcast and chill with Matt G.
I'm assuming this doesn't end well.
She's back!
Wow.
Yeah, yeah! Aye, aye, aye! 365 days!
How many of them now? Three of them.
No,
this is the last day, though. We're on the 31st.
Oh,
yes. No, don't worry.
It's okay. It's been a long
year. Expecting you.
Every day.
Yes.
Sunrise,
yes.
Sunset, yes. Cold winter,
going,
rainy,
going,
dry.
Going, you understand? Going.
Mm-hmm. We've made it to the end, my brother.
Inside the
it's
end.
It's the final countdown.
Yeah. Yo,
tonight.
This
counted
very
down.
Nice.
Dogs are being abused.
Yo. No one is sleeping. Dogs are barking.
It's the Black Diwali.
And it's nationwide.
You say Diwali.
Diwali.
That's how you say it.
Ah, Diwali.
That's how
Diwali.
You say it.
Ah, Diwali. Ah, Diwali.
Kalatina.
Diwali, yes.
Kalatina.
Yes.
Happy New Year, cheese babies.
Hey. If you live in a complex, it's bad for
yo,
you.
Yo, I'm going to see fires tonight.
Yes. The complexes are empty. Everyone went home.
Not my complex.
Is it a go home?
Yeah. I mean, Tabiso is still in Babati.
Yeah.
So, you know.
He's coming back though. He's on the way.
Yeah.
Mining. And I feel like they put his table way too close to his chair.
Stop it.
You don't know.
What happened over Christmas?
Yeah.
He might have expanded.
We've expanded our territory.
You're gonna hear. If he comes, you're gonna hear. Like it's gonna make some noises.
Need to extend.
Wow.
This fly, why is it carrying a calendar?
Yeah.
You are there.
Oh no, it's this Zimbas. No, it's not me.
Anyway, talking about the honesty of flies, dressed like one of Santa's little helpers.
Wow.
She's babies. Give it up for the man with the pants that looks like a tent of a church that doesn't pay property taxes. Please put your digital hands together for the very last time this year for the one, the only, the Grinch Pied Piper. Tsitsi, Turmeric, the Paparic.
Yeah. Yeah.
You look like you drive a small bucky.
1400.
1400.
Reindeer.
You look like Noddy.
Noddy.
Who's Noddy?
You don't know Noddy.
You don't know Noddy.
You look like Tintin. You don't know Tintin. Okay, I just got old now.
Yeah, you got older than all of us.
Dressed like Kim Possible.
Yes.
You know that one.
Yes.
Okay. Aich! Wahoo Shaver, the armpits. Please put your digital hands together for the one, the only, three gold chain wearing, two double lens glasses. Sorry.
How do you know it's two?
Because I can see
you
on the side.
Cannot
they
see kick. Anything.
They think.
Much
that's
like
two
me.
Two lenses.
Shut up.
Wow. Ladies and gentlemen, the first lady of PNC, the one in the middle. With a photo that looks like Dineo Ranaka behind her. Give it up for the one and only Farida Ferrofai to the possible. Ladies and gentlemen, dressed like Ice Cube after he gave up NWA. Please put your hands together for the one and only.
You?
The one who did not want to go home to King William's Town over December. Mm-hmm.
This is Ice Troop.
Yeah.
Boys in the murmur. Not the barbershop, the legends.
The legends!
They're from Death Toll.
It's going to be called Thursday.
Not Friday.
The label is Death Toll. Sugar Nights.
Yes! Sugar Nights!
Yo, Sandre Abraham.
Yo, yeah, Father Abraham.
Yo, dressed like the skinniest silverback gorilla.
Yo, straight up.
It's the silverback with a low CD4 count. We send HIV back to the gorilla with the one and only Mpopo Smoothie Kwane.
Hey, that joke was sick.
Yo, wow, stop it.
Oh, really?
Bro, this fly is podcasting now, right?
Yeah. Yesterday, look at your photo, bro.
This is one, no?
You!
I can tell you wrong, yeah, bro.
What do you mean?
Yes, they made your chin long.
So it looks like you're wearing a raincoat that you are melting under.
We also have the same hairstyle.
Yes.
This is
the
problem.
Yeah, you ever did that.
You have a fringe and it's a side part too.
Oh. Why did he end?
Yeah, he never forgot the gap.
Yeah, because it's real.
He added the gap.
It's real.
She's famous. Ah, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Wow.
It's from Barberton.
This one lied to his family. He didn't go home.
Yes, you look like Chester Williams, though.
The only like black guy in 1995.
Yes, sir.
He has to be in the scene.
I didn't even do the intro already.
No, we just started.
When they see black children, they say Chester. They're here. Go greet them.
Dinsan. Happy New Year, guys.
Where did you find the rugby jersey that fits?
Pops. Pops. I never.
It's tailor made.
Yes.
Yes, sis. Why do you sound like you ran from Barberton?
I did, dog.
Yes, sis.
It's been a tough 2025.
Yeah!
2025.
Yo, you are disorientated.
Day one and one new.
I'm sorry.
This is not day one.
It's the night. This is the night before the new.
First, I thought I had finished.
No, brother.
Come back
to us here yesterday. Yeah.
You might not make it till tomorrow.
Yo. And I thought I made it.
You know how many people died this year?
Yo, bruh. That's crazy.
Yeah, gang people died.
Bro, celebrities.
Yeah.
Celebrities.
Mam Nandi Nyembe passed away.
Yo, dude.
Presley.
Diane Keaton.
Yes.
Our bror.
Ebenezer died.
Yes.
It was this year.
Yes.
Bro.
Damn. Wow, there was gang deaths this year. Yeah.
Hulk Hogan.
Oh, yo, yes.
Yo. People we don't know.
Yeah.
How?
There are
those that should have died also.
Whoa.
Hey, let's skip them. Yo.
Hey, dog. Yes. I could be in jail, that's why.
We'll hold on for another year.
They're safe there.
They're safer if they.
And it's lunch now.
Christmas lunch.
And he's the head chef today.
Baja Trafu.
I've been in jail on a Christmas. It's not nice.
Were you an inmate?
But
visiting. Okay. Oh, no, we generally thought. We
yeah,
were
I
inmate.
Thought it was like.
We were about
inmate.
To say, share with us.
Real, don't they send you to real jail because there's no space in the holding cells?
No. I was not in jail.
He was a visitor.
I was visiting a family member in jail on Christmas. Mm. Every prisoner, they look like they did it. But all of them talk about I am here, but this is wrong, man. I'm here for my friend, you know. They send me here for, but they give you like a better meal. It's not necessarily
a great meal, but it's better than what you eat every day.
Yeah, so they give you a better meal to what you are used to there. So I remember they had not a bribe, but more like a chicken dust. You know, we had chicken dust.
What the hell is chicken dust?
You don't know chicken dust?
No.
The chicken dust.
It belongs to you.
Yeah.
No, you almost had it.
You killed it.
Where is the chick? Your chick? Chick your chick.
It's gone.
Oh.
I'm in a fly can embarrass you.
Yes.
Have you ever been on...
And you know, because now we are HD. We are barking. 4K.
Mm.
People can pause. By Zoom. By Zoom. Babu Nakhur is the green one.
Mm. Mm. And he's doing this at that point.
That line.
Aerobatics.
That line. It's family members are gonna phone it now.
We talk about it.
Yeah, man. So yeah, like I was saying, like the food in jail, it's better than the food usually, but it's still not great. I wouldn't think that the Christmas in jail or New Year's or any it's like. Any day in jail,
it's a bad day. I know what they have for dessert. No.
Who said that?
Hmm? That's when you're about. That's when back then when they are about to.
Oh, your last meal.
Yeah,
your last KFC.
Meal. Whatever you want.
You can request whatever
Would
you want.
Order KFC as your last meal.
Your death row meal.
Your last meal on earth is KFC. And I die with a heartburn.
But you're dying anyway, so it's fine.
And they give you that one with.
Did you just say you wanna die with a heartburn?
You're
going to
die
like,
now.
You think you're like, Sonny Cav is gone! Or you die before you get there. Bad, bad.
Oh my gosh.
But
my,
what would your last meal be?
Yeah, that's interesting.
What like I what know. Would your, like...
Something that takes very long to prepare and very long to finish.
Yeah. Like an oxtail or a...
Yeah.
Or an ice bean or a...
Oxtail with...
Lemon.
Hood stamp.
Oh, the one that you have to cook overnight.
Yes. So they're not prepared.
So, wait, so you... then you taste... guys,
I don't know.
Okay. It's fine. Let's move it to next week. Yes.
One more week to live.
Just don't want the same thing. No, mochod.
Now the whole present smells like mochod.
Come on. I know it's going to be pork, ne?
Oh.
Yeah, to bacon. Last me be like
one strip of bacon.
Why
didn't anyone say anything sooner?
No, but then you can't go to heaven.
And God is gonna say,
"Yeah, you're right. I won't go."
I told you, bro, a liar.
Sorry.
And even did this. You did this.
He presented the
point. Yo, bro, you fucking did this.
He's a liar.
CT, no, you can't be proud of that.
Sorry.
The hell, dog.
Yeah, no, we'll edit that one out.
No, leave it.
It's fine.
They're going to find him when he's connecting flights one day.
He's going to land in Dubai.
Don't say that.
He's going to be in Dubai. Ha ha!
And you see me!
Wow! Oh,
hey, Fadil, come see us here!
Yeah, Fadil!
A liar!
And now you're gone for real. Carry on.
What would your last meal be?
Mine would have to be something loaded. Like a space cookie.
Yo. Last drugs.
Yeah, because I think, you know, like, bruh, you're going to vie. So let it be painless.
Yo.
You know what I mean? So I'd say to the chef, you know, like, bake me a cookie. But you know what kind.
And now as they step you up, like, oh, that tickles.
You know, in the literature.
But you see, it's not even remorseful in there.
You're never beating the allegations.
They won't allow you. They won't allow you to have drugs.
Is it?
Nothing with drugs.
Nothing with drugs.
Just food.
Yeah, no, my last meal would have to be a lamb stew, man.
Lamb stew.
Yeah, my mom's lamb stew. It'll have to be my last.
A biryani. I think I would do a thick biryani.
The
one would make you sleep.
Mine must have pap, boy. Yeah, pap. I know I'm going to sleep before I die. I'm gonna die nice and sleepy.
Sleepy.
I'm gonna die nice and sleepy.
But a sleepy
death. Someone look at electric chairs.
When I read you your rights.
Sorry, chance.
Yeah, and oysters.
Who oysters?
And oysters.
Oysters.
You're going to die sleepy with a boner.
This year I appreciate oysters. And back then I used to judge
the oyster eater.
Yeah, the oyster eater, because it would be some elite guy over there.
I don't even cook that thing.
Oh.
Now you are the elite guy.
I'm the oyster. I discovered oysters. I love oysters. See?
I don't discover.
Yes. He had an experience.
And they also help, you know? Yeah, they help.
Considered an aphrodisiac.
Yeah.
They are fantastic.
A natural.
Mm. Oh, really?
Very.
Brother. They're busy buying and bottles that don't have labels there.
Or the AK-47.
You're going to kill yourself, my brother. Eat an oyster and then...
Or goose.
It's a marrow oyster.
That's why
so 12 hours.
That's why you see us eating like 15 in there, my brother. We're working for machines.
You have to load the bullets.
Mm. Yes.
They load the bullets.
Each oyster is a shot.
I feel like that's the... Have you ever been with a roommate there and then I think people think I'll talk enough about it where like you can hear someone is busy, but you live in the same place.
Yeah.
And you just have to listen to sex.
No. I think people who live in complexes have to...
That's the worst, bro. Because no matter how loud you put the TV, it's like your ears want to hear.
TV has breaks. There's a little bit of silence. In that silence, you go,
And it's not even the ladies, the guys.
Hey, man.
But to be honest, the if you have ever lived in a res, for instance, like I used to have this friend of mine.
Yes, the friend. Yes.
Yeah.
Reference.
No, actually, this was a friend. I used to have this friend of mine. She stayed in Cape Town. She used to live in res, and then she had a friend next door. And funny enough, I actually liked her friend. Right? And they thought that I liked my friend. Yeah? But my friend was my friend from back in the day, no problem. Or like a sister to me, basically. But there was this other Xhosa guy that always came there next door. The whole night. And you share the bathroom. Is this bathrooms where there's a door that side and there's a door that side you can share? There was one, but this Bruce is rocking there. And me and my friend, we're just listening the other side, you know, on the Wi-Fi.
On the Wi-Fi.
Yeah. But the one time, I went in the bathroom, same time as that Bruce. That Bruce was naked, like fully naked. Yo, and I was like, yo, poison, you are doing your job in there. Because as soon as he goes in there, my man, when it sounds like these people are having a good time and then 2 minutes of relaxation and then he's back again. Mm. I'm not going to lie. I think that guy is the best.
just thirsty,
bro.
Yeah.
Yeah, I used to hide my roommates, Machio. Used to get angry.
That guy was
rocking your purse and that you...
At some point, you're like, I can't do that. 2 minutes of relaxation, then back to... My man, the whole night. From Uma, maybe we sleep at like 11. From 11 till the sun almost rises.
Oh, no.
Then they wake, they sleep at like maybe 4 or 5 there.
At
4 or 5. But bro, that man was dangerous, man. That man, he was a dangerous.
And you said you only saw him when you guys would 6-9.
I saw the tool is not, you know.
The biggest.
Yeah, he didn't have... tool wise,
but stamina.
But if stamina, yo. He's a Kenyan, that bro.
when I lived at CBD, every time there was load shedding, the people upstairs would have sex. Every single time load shedding hit, you'd keep quiet for like 5 seconds. Then all of a sudden,
aye boo.
There was one time I even recorded a video. And I was like, yo, it's load shedding. And these people keep having sex every time it's load shedding. I want to see if it's going to happen. I didn't even finish the sentence. That video is still up even now. I didn't even finish the sentence. As soon as I said, I don't even think they're going to go. Then you start hearing sounds. Throughout load shedding. Stage 4.
Hey, but this year was a good year. We didn't have any load shedding.
The whole year. The entire year.
And no one said sorry to Ramaphosa.
Our
president that watches this podcast. No one said sorry to him when he elected a minister of electricity. No one said sorry when it started working. Everyone just said there was a presenter. I'm not going to cut my hair until he cut his hair.
Well done.
To our president, that Cyril Ramaphosa, the honorable fellow cheese president.
I think he's fellow.
He's the only cheese president.
Yeah. The only.
He's the only cheese president.
I don't think Zuma or Thabo Mbeki watched this.
Imagine Thabo Mbeki watched our podcast. That would be so cool.
But I think Khalima Motlanthe watches it.
Maybe.
You think?
Yeah, I think Khalima Motlanthe.
Thabo Mbeki watches things with Africa.
Yeah.
Podcast Africa Channel.
Africa,
yeah.
Welcome!
Yes!
Leaders
and conglomerates.
As we remunerate the beginning of you.
Yo, Thabo Mbeki used to quote himself in his speeches.
Yes.
I once said in 1974.
He's a guy, a real guy.
I once said in 1974.
With two quoted by
with
me.
With two garlic cloves in his pocket.
And a bow.
And a beetroot in the blazer.
Yeah.
And you went to bow.
Because I don't like Tito Mboweni. That guy always smells like fish and onions.
Oh, shame, man. He loved in fish, though.
Yeah. When did Tito go? This year, no?
Yes.
Yes.
It was early this year. Shasha.
Oh.
Hey, the tin fish.
The last, I think the last thing he tweeted was like a pair of his shoes. And I think was that the...
I wonder if they put him down with the shoes.
Yeah, they should put their shoes in.
He's probably laying like this.
What is that position, bro?
They should dug more. They should said, we never die.
We multiply.
They should said, go deeper, Papa.
No!
Those shoes were finished, bro.
Yo, he wore them all his life.
I've never seen a shoe do this.
You could tell they were breathing. Yes.
Stepped out.
We out.
The longest walk to freedom.
You were still walking.
Those shoes started 47 years ago.
Mm-mm. You can't walk long freedom with those shoes. Eh? I'm telling you, if Mandela walked with those shoes, we'd still be in apartheid now. We still be slaves.
But I think to honor him, like
I think they should have buried him in those shoes to honor him. Like, why would you put him down in a brand new Kit Geiger? You know what I mean? That wouldn't be his.
Yeah, it wouldn't be his MO.
What if he wanted new shoes?
No. Someone like that was authentic. That's what we loved about Tito.
Yeah. Mm.
He was authentic. No matter how wealthy he was, he ate tin fish.
Mm-hmm. With gang onions and garlic.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
I've seen animals this year.
I feel like we would even be surprised if they mentioned him in a crime.
Yes.
It doesn't look like that guy, even his behavior.
Yeah, like those aren't the shoes you wear to like get away, you know?
Mm. Yeah.
Also, you know, sorry. Like, you know, like, get away shoes.
You can't run.
Justice knows where you are. You'll make someone think they can still track the old way.
He went that way. That way.
I know.
The left is 11, the right is a 10.
She believes that thing.
Every time he runs, his well wins.
Oh my God.
I'm telling you.
Hey, when the koi see him, he's like, an elephant passed here.
Shandre.
No, a mammoth. Something from the ice age.
Something extinct. They're still around.
But this year was a difficult year for him, and a fun year for us, because I think for the first time all of us went to Durban July together.
Yeah, Durban July was lekker, because we got to experience it together.
Yeah,
which was lekker. And I think we did Durban July properly, you know. I think a lot of people do Durban July in weird ways.
Mm.
We got to do it with like a really dope brand.
Mm.
And we kind of like got the opportunity to own the weekend.
Mm. You know what I mean? We owned this one.
Nah, we did, bro.
There was no one that did better Durban July than us. Unless so maybe you're doing illicit stuff.
But that's what I'm saying, is a lot of people come in under those
unsavory.
Because remember there was that chick from Limpopo who came with a guy.
Oh yes, and got stuck. Her.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Was appealing to the
that
public.
That guy, is he also from Limpopo?
Mm.
Hey, but we,
because she kept calling him Ligudzumela.
That's where the word came from, right? Mm. Ligudzumela.
Ligudzumela left me. Ligudzumela told a lie. Bye. You know what I mean? So people come to Durban July and bro, there's some people who just go, I'll see what happens when I get there.
Tito died last year.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
October 2024.
I think the shoes. I think the shoes died.
The shoes died this year.
Wow.
Oh my goodness. Moved on.
Wow. Kick a man while he's down.
That's what the shoes are called.
They kick, but they never bobo.
Big shoes to feel shame.
I'm telling you.
They tried to do the thing with the shoes where they throw them on the power lines. The power lines came down.
That's why there was no chitty.
And now that they're gone.
Yes.
We have been restored.
Cass should have had him in the music video.
Yes.
But that's the shoes.
Just the shoes.
But no, you know it explains.
Oh my gosh.
He used to take a 10-pin balls.
No.
He used to kick 10-pin bowling balls. He used to dribble with
it. Heavy duty. Oh, wow.
Yo.
He just chosen those three things.
The shoe was open at the bottom.
Open, but nothing comes in.
You know, I have an embarrassing story with the Dombo.
Yeah?
It was at a wedding. I was booked to MC this other wedding. Man. Evidently, there was tension between the bride's mother and father. I think they'd separated or something. But the bride's mother was scheduled to speak on the program. So this is still when I didn't know his face. I just knew the name, Tito Mboweni. So at some point, the bride's father got fed up with the whole situation and walked out. I didn't see this because I didn't know this man. And on the program, it says, next up is Bride's father. There was a lady who came to tell me, go to that table to find the next person. Because I think she assumed I knew what was going on. But go to that table to find the next person. Me, I'm thinking I'm finding the bride's father. I go to the table, I ask, oh, I'm looking for the next person on the program. Then they point at this gentleman sitting over there. Then I go to him and say, you're next on the program. Then he goes, yeah. Say, how do I introduce you? He says, just say my name. I'm like, okay, fair. I go back. I read the name that's there.
The bride's father.
The bride's father. This gentleman steps up, walks there. And then he goes, hey, what a funny gentleman, eh? But when I read the name, things got, you know, people, like a little tense. Then he goes, what a funny gentleman, eh? As we all know, I am not the bride's father. I'm Tito Mboweni. But the family asked me to speak on behalf of the bride. Because we all know what's happening with the bride's father. Now I'm standing there going, nigga.
This is Tito Mboweni.
This is Tito. No one said anything. Now I call this man a name of someone else. Then afterwards, I find out the drama that had occurred. Apparently, the bride's father left because
they already asked
Tito to speak.
Oh.
And now they don't treat him like
the father.
A thing anymore.
Oh my God.
And they removed him on the thing. So now when I mention this, it's almost like I'm pushing a narrative in this people. I hope they're still married by those people.
Aye. Do you have a wedding that you MC'd where they divorced?
I MC'd Sumisi's wedding.
Sumisi, you are 20.
You are a baby.
Me, all was... my weddings, the graduations, they have jobs. Weddings. If I did your graduation, you have a job. If I did your wedding, you are still together.
Mm. Do you know, I MC'd the first wedding on Our Perfect Wedding.
Wow.
Is it?
The first ever Our Perfect Wedding. I emceed that wedding.
Are they still together?
I hope so. They were friends of mine. I just haven't spoken to them in a while. I hope so. Like, last time I saw them, they were together. They had kids. They were doing well. But I don't do weddings. Like, I genuinely loathe, like, to the core of my soul.
Mm. I hear you.
That's why a friend of mine recently had to, like, con me into doing her wedding.
Why?
Because I think she knows that I don't do weddings and she booked it under the pretense that it was something else.
Why don't you like doing weddings?
Because, okay, let's get technical with why weddings really suck as an event.
Wow.
First of all,
as an event.
First of all, you know the two don't want to do it.
The duress.
Oh, one party doesn't want to do it.
Yeah, there's the one party. This is like, really? Why must we feed all of these people just for me to tell you? I got you.
Hey, but your wedding had potential weddings happening.
Yeah.
You know, when you go to a wedding, you're like, hey.
I think that's what weddings are for. They're there
to find other weddings.
Yeah. It's a hot spot.
It is. It literally is.
But from a technical point of view, right, as an MC for wedding, you have to get the idea of this is not about me out your head.
Yes.
Right? Because essentially that's what we do, especially as comedians. Whatever show we do, it's about us.
Yeah.
Right? And then when you do a corporate event, it's about you and the organization.
Mm.
Whatever that synergy is, right? A wedding is not about you. It's about the two people who are there.
Mm.
And then, if there's a lack of a relationship, it shows. You know? You're there saying, the father of the bride, Joseph. And then Tito Mboweni walks out. Oh, you just go...
No.
What a funny guy.
What
a funny guy.
You know what I mean? So understanding the dynamics at a wedding are weird. Secondly, there's every age group at a wedding.
Yes.
From 0 to 99. You know what I mean? There's no kind of demographic where it's going to be middle-aged people or... predominantly this, Sometimes you do a wedding and it's half the family's Congolese, the other half is Bedi.
Mm.
Yeah. But it's the Bedis that booked you.
Mm.
Or it's the Congolese family booked you, say, hey, my wife is a Bedi, you do the things. You know?
Now the paddies don't believe that you're a paddy. Like, how do Congolese people know you?
Why do they know you?
And my biggest gripe with weddings, bruh, I've never in my life been to a wedding that started on time then ran on time.
Mm-hmm.
And then when it comes to those delicate moments, the speeches, everybody wants to speak. I've been threatened with a gun at a wedding by the bride's uncle who recently got out of jail, was not put in the program. He kept coming to me saying, hey, slot me in. I said, bruh, there's no space here. Hey, I'm telling you, slot me. And the last time he came, he said, Khiling. I said, put me in here.
What is this, an Indian wedding?
No, he's a black guy.
Yes,
and he kept getting, every time he kept coming drunker and drunker and drunker.
Damn.
How did the speech go?
He didn't do the speech.
Oh.
They had to escort him and his gun away.
Oh no.
Malume, we told you you can't do this.
And now there's people here.
he really wanted to get it off his chest.
Yeah, bro. Quickly.
You know, when someone tells you like the whole, because Pella, I raised him fit.
Oh,
am I going to talk or what?
Wow. I'm the wrong guy to talk to.
Not my wedding.
Am I going to talk or what?
It's so scary. I'm just doing my job.
Bro, I did a wedding once near where there was a granny who didn't have, like, I don't know what kind of sickness she had, but she was just old. And apparently she couldn't feel when she was full, right? So people kept giving her cake.
She had a bag.
And people kept feeding her cake. Balloon. And cake and cake.
What was
and cake.
Inside Lolo? Mm?
Yes.
And keep fading a cake and cake and cake until she
it around the balloon.
I Lolo pushed that balloon down.
I think it exploded.
What the hell, guys? What the hell? It's not real. He's trying to make a change.
Delicious.
Oh, you guys are evil, bro.
So evil, dog.
Then you farted helium.
And then came out and goes, sweet. You left it at the first party.
There's everyone around him.
As if it's not already small.
No, guys. Oh, wow.
This is somebody's life.
Oh, that's not nice.
But then they fed that granny cake, bro, until she just shat herself.
And then the whole wedding
had to be stopped. To basically
You've
help.
You've seen some traumatic things. Smelly,
when that happens, does the stuff move out of the bag or...
No. So the bag explodes.
When you...
No, she just...
Again, she can't...
It was just...
Nope. Yo.
Guys.
Does it move away from the bag is what I'm asking. Because you're eating, it goes to the bag, ne?
No,
when
you digest, then it goes into
the bag. Yeah, it has to get digested.
Like
remember the food that you're cooking, ne?
It's already been cooked up.
It doesn't go through your bowl.
So it's already digested and fermented.
Yes, but sometimes Millie's...
Millies don't digest in your system. One can digest millies.
Mm-hmm.
No.
That's why they come out as is.
It's not digested.
And you're like,
the
but
human
I
body
this thing.
Can't. Yeah.
But it's always because they come
always
out full.
They come
out, but I've been shuffled.
Yes.
Comes out, except my brother.
Shout out.
That means you chew 5 times and swallow. That's what they
You can chew 20 times and that thing is not digestible.
And then it comes out. I've noticed this, but not all.
What do you mean not all?
You
know what I did to try and bust this myth? I used to eat line by line. You know when you do that, when you eat neatly, line by line, and you chew, but still, full ones, as is.
But not my thing is not all 50 kernels came out.
No, but when you look into the thing, you can see some of them are...
All of them, bro. It's just that you don't...
Can't pick them. Yes, you can't pick them
some
out.
Some is underneath, I get.
Guys, okay.
Okay, yeah, okay. Yeah, let's talk about more serious
guys,
things.
Let's talk about today. Today's New Year's Eve.
Yes.
South Africa, everybody's doing something. Like, everyone is celebrating, you know. You know, people are... I know my bros in the Wakhomu were sitting under the were sitting on a crate under a tree, drinking some beers, waiting for tonight. I promise you, Limpopo, New Year's Eve is always the best. That's my favorite type of New Year's Eve. What are you doing right now?
Tonight, I'm definitely alone. I always spend New Year's Eve alone. It's just like a therapeutic thing for me.
That's so sad.
It's not sad. I actually enjoy it.
I felt like hugging you just
now. No, thank you. I'm cool. I'm fine, thanks. I'm okay. It's nice. I feel like I've spent my year entertaining, being with people. This is the one day I get to choose to be alone.
Oh, I'm probably at church.
Yeah, I know you guys. Oh.
No, but but no.
You can hear the prayers. 11:55.
The spirit.
That's when Pastor K comes on. You know where I should have been now. But I'm here with the Lord.
Funny enough, last
in a Gucci.
Year.
Yo, Pops' pastors, they were nice, dog.
Yeah, I know. I saw
pastors.
Him.
Your pastors, they were nice.
Bro. Yeah, I know. Your pastors,
I mean, you know. Guys, you must look the part, you know? Mm. In order to bless, you must be blessed. You know what I'm saying?
That's
got so many connotations to it, bro.
A 21-year-old is saying yes.
That's what I've been trying to tell the girlies.
Yeah. Wow. Well, but I was saying, like last year we didn't end up going to church because we just decided to start swimming. In the evening. So, like, we were in the pool. Mom and dad joined. You know, everyone came. The nieces. And we were all in the pool. Okay, I have to confess. I only discovered that day that we have a heated pool.
Wow.
Whoa.
Then we heated the pool. Then the bride was like, we're not leaving yet. So what we did is we
can relate?
No one.
I discovered we have a geyser the other day.
So this red tap is for warm.
What?
Bro, I didn't know. Honestly, yeah. I didn't know the pool had a.
That's a nice discovery.
That's like a rich people thing.
Yeah. No, it's just the people thing.
No, it's not. I have a community pool. You have a heated personal pool. I swim with others. Not by
yet. For this one is far.
I'm so far.
Now you're Mpunga.
You still go to public pools.
It's our complex.
Oh.
And Varuda's complex is built in layers. So yeah. When you drive in, you have to drive like this.
All the Uber drivers, they want to come up.
That's why she can't order Uber Goes. They don't make it to
yeah,
the place.
Yeah, I know.
Then you go downstairs, then you go upstairs, another downstairs. Mm,
it's quite the maze.
My sister, come to the gate.
No, come to my apartment.
That's
I
what
tried.
I keep saying.
I tried.
I'm lost. I don't know where number 30 is.
I tried.
Bro. And if you're a visitor, you must park there. To go there.
It's like a you will exercise.
Further. No,
I've only been there once.
Okay.
Hey, what a year.
I'm not man.
Hey.
So the discovery of the heated pool. You understand?
Quickly.
So we ended up just having one of the best New Year's Eve, honestly, in my life, one of the best. Because it wasn't planned, bruh. We're just brying. What thought we're going to go to church later. We ended up in the pool. Mom and dad came. Everybody was in the pool. And then what we did is we did a live broadcast. So we played. We did a live broadcast of Grace Bible Church. So Bishop Sono. And it was just such a special New Year's, bruh. There's a different energy. When you see like what Freda's saying. Like spending it alone is a different kind of way to approach it. I went to church for the first time in New Year's in church when LaToya was pregnant with Imani. Because I was like, hey, if there's ever a time I need prayers, it's now. Then I discovered what New Year's at church is like.
Mm.
There's a different energy there. Some people come in drunk, bro. You know what I mean? And it's fine. In church, you must come as you are, bro. So there's a different energy. There's a different, I don't know, man. You start the year off on such a very
positive note.
Yeah. Because if you look at COVID was the first time in our history as a country where there was no people at the hospital on New Year's Day. Remember?
Yeah.
It was, yeah, because alcohol was banned.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone was, you know, there was a curfew one. It was the first time the trauma ward at Barra was empty. They even took pictures.
That's
there was
crazy.
No one.
Yes.
Usually New Year's is where people come in with pangas in their heads and these weird things and car accidents and fireworks,
missing
injuries.
Limbs.
And,
yeah. I know a guy who lost an eye to fireworks. Rambo.
Rambo.
Yo, man. Mine is weird. Like, I want to be alone, but I want to be with people. I don't know if that makes sense.
Yes, it does.
I want to.
Alone, but with people.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
That is the best.
Exactly what the strip club
but it's
is.
It's also so sad to be at a strip club by yourself.
You're in a 10.
9. Marau, kanako.
Give it up for cinnamon.
Woo-hoo!
She comes in sliding.
Naked. Naked.
I like
that. No, but to go alone.
No.
Those things are like a boys' trip, you know, when you guys are still young and let's go to the strip club.
It's not so weird going alone.
What?
To the strip club.
Is that what you do?
No. I'm just saying it's not so weird.
Oh.
It is, man. Like, who are you enjoying the show with? Because it's a show at the end of the day.
Brother, you just literally said, I like getting horny with my friends.
No, man. Strip club is not even about that.
I've never
been horny inside a strip club.
Yes, I was going to say that too. Same.
I've never liked that in there.
It's about the experience. There, dog, when you're in the strip club, it's the one place where your attention is actually not on the woman.
And I've only been there once.
These disclaimers keep busting out.
Guys.
It's
one place where my focus is not on the woman.
No.
No, my brother. Wait,
let me tell you why. Let me tell you why, Sean. When you out, at a normal club, especially when the lights are still a little bit on and you can see everyone, your attention is always, you're looking at other people. You're trying to see if that one's got your attention. You want to go up and speak to them. At a strip club, bruh, if you make eye contact, they're coming to you.
Mm.
So what you try and do is you try and avoid eye contact until you want to.
Mm.
Everyone is already half naked. You know, it's not like people are walking around naked. They're walking around with their attire on, right? Mm. Only when they go up on stage and dance, they'll take it off. Then you see.
And then when they show the flower, they put strobe lights. So it's hard to see.
Yeah. So because there's all of that happening around you, your mind relaxes. The thing you are constantly in pursuit of is no longer what's front of mind because it's already there.
Oh, so you can think.
Now you can think. Now you can chill with the boys, have a good time.
Yeah, but
that part I understand.
Yes.
But then go and think. I'll go and say this. There's nothing erotic about a strip club.
There we go. That's a nice way to put it.
Yes, true.
Like, it's like for me, I need erotica for me too. You
know, like, for me too.
But for me, when I'm in there, it's more about like there's a element
calmness.
Of you need of calmness because nakedness is around you.
Yes, and your mind so normalizes or stabilizes very quickly.
Can I put it to you that we say these things because of the place we used to go? Normal strip clubs, this doesn't apply. This is because
what's the difference between this and a normal strip club? Like, what does a normal strip club look like?
Where we used to go back in the day, years ago.
Mm.
That one time.
A long time ago.
Yeah. One time.
You can think.
Okay.
You can.
Is it because of the caliber of girls? Is it where it's situated? Is it the vibe?
It's all of those things.
Okay.
So the vibe is nice because when you go to other ones, they throw coins on there.
Other ones are
the triple. Yeah, but I saw a stripper with fish flops on. I'm like, what's happening
what?
Here?
Fish flops? What are fish flops?
On stage with fish flops.
What are fish flops?
What are Hayabana?
Those
are fish flops. These are top of the range flip flops. These brick.
Press feeding shoes.
Giddy off road.
Yeah, these ones.
Giddy Hilux.
These are the Tito Force.
The Tito Drop Tops.
It's the Safari Edition.
No. Right now, I'm wearing these ones. Right now.
We can see.
Oh, kinda right now.
Yes! This today.
Yeah, no, but this tonight. That also came out this year.
That hit song
we discovered, Farida. So you went from being not a victim.
Ah.
You came from being a... What do you call it when a community is against someone?
A
villain.
Infamous.
I can't hear you.
A villain?
Infamous.
Sorry, I can't hear you.
Wow.
Oh.
Wow. 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 Must you take me back to my trauma? I couldn't use my hands for a couple of months.
Wow.
So I didn't know if I was going to offend anyone who couldn't hear me.
90% of them.
Yeah, it was quite... this was my first scandal, if you will, and smear campaign.
Really?
It was insane. I was... bombarded with messages from the deaf community daily for like 2 months, telling me, you will know what we feel.
One day.
Yes.
Yes. I think when you die, you can't hear.
You won't be.
Even.
So you were bullied.
I was bullied by a
bullied.
I was.
You were bullied.
Bullied.
I was.
You were bullied.
She came for me, bruh. It was actually really scary. I even did an interview. It was like for a magazine. I think it was True Love. And I was asked by a journalist about the whole thing. And she went and quoted that entire thing and put it on her page the next day and said, she has no remorse. I was like, but what do you want me to do? I can hear you.
Farida.
No, sometimes you must fight back.
That lady had an agenda with what
was her name?
You didn't get bully. Mbully. No, I am a bully.
Remember that, man, I have a lot of those.
Wow. Uyanda, is it Uyanda or Ayanda?
Uyanda
Mbully. Uyanda Mbully. Bro, that chick was trying to do something with that whole thing. And yeah, unfortunately...
Funding.
Yeah, unfortunately it didn't work, bro. Then she tried to come after the whole network, Mac, Saul.
Yeah.
And
Did she leave? She left Primo, no?
She did not.
She left a lot of people.
No, she left Primo. She left everyone who did anything after that.
Temba Robin did something.
The fact that humor can exist in that community.
And it was crazy. Primo and them went to SABC. You are the pioneer.
Wow.
So.
Wow.
No, that's thank you. Thank you, Farida.
Thank you.
Thank you for making a group of people who are not heard seen.
I know.
Mm. You understand? Like you made them seen. And then there was that deaf protest that came out, remember?
Yes.
And I don't know why the Cheese Babies decided they're going to share that video.
Mm.
I don't know how many people inboxed me that video.
Remember them? I know that one.
Mm. And you guys didn't even apologize.
We did.
To me, because there was a time I told you guys there was a deaf protest and you guys were like, mm-mm.
Oh yeah, we did judge.
And then months later, you saw it. Mm. Live chat.
You didn't hear about it.
Sorry.
Yeah, but I think that lady tried to really launch a Women for Change level-esque campaign against a group of podcasters
who don't give a fuck.
Really, like, one of the driest jokes. Like, and all we did was, it's not like we set out and wrote a deaf joke.
Mm.
We mimicked what was happening on the news.
Yes.
But what we did is we made our deaf interpreter sort of link to what was being, to show how ridiculous what was happening upstairs is.
Yeah.
So it wasn't us ridiculing a community. It was us ridiculing what happens in the news, which is what we do on PNC.
Yes.
everybody, we make fun of, no one is exempt here, dog. Mm. From the most prominent people, from the, our number one, do you understand? We're the highest citizen, the number one citizen of this country watches PNC and we still make fun of him.
Mm. The and most, he still laughs.
The most dangerous people in this country.
Don't tell
me. We've gotten this far, dude. We made it. Please, don't take the animal out.
They may put it back in the bag.
Please.
Black bag.
Yeah.
A black one with a white W.
Yeah, no.
It's upside down M.
Sorry, upside down M.
Let's count our W's.
Then there was also the TikTok ban that happened in America that caused all of the hoo-ha. And then Trump came out the hero and said, hey guys, got this under control. Here's TikTok.
But did he really? Because
no,
now,
he didn't.
Because now, basically, Americans are complaining about their TikTok. That the algorithms is kind of like forcing them to watch things that they are not interested in.
Yeah, but it was a transaction, man. Like, America doesn't want to be involved in something they don't have control over, I think. So I think that was just a power play. Mm. Say, if you're going to operate here,
I need
a bigger stake. I need a controlling stake of what happens here. Especially when you realize that in China, the Chinese TikTok
is totally different.
It's totally different and it's geared to empowering its people, you know, giving them positive whatever. And you realize in other countries, they just.
As you were dancing.
All the time.
Dancing and bums.
We've been trending all year for all of the dance trends that we've done.
Dance and bums.
The best TikTok ever.
We've surpassed popularity across the TikTok platform as South Africans.
I think TikTok is one of the reasons why our culture has transcended into the world, actually. Yep. Like, piano can definitely thank TikTok.
I think we lead dancing.
Dancing and music.
And music. Like,
a lot of the music
A lot of piano songs.
Yeah.
Sorry.
No.
To cut you.
Don't worry about it.
Oh, yeah, there was a lot of that.
This year.
Hey. But we've learned. Oh, hey. Sorry.
Clash out.
Mm-hmm.
Who had a
clash? Tears.
Tears. People who don't believe in miracles. Yeah, man. and me, I lived a miracle. I lived through a miracle this year. So
what miracle?
No, there was a miracle. Yeah. A family member survived something very hectic. That's beautiful. It was what was crazy is it was happening around the time of the crash out.
Oh yeah.
Is it?
And then, a few weeks later, turns out that person's going to be okay.
Oh,
that's great.
That's beautiful. Believing in a miracle.
Mm-hmm.
It was delivered. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Oh. Hey, who doesn't believe in miracles? I said they're walking on water. Did your family member walk on water?
Here I think go. They did.
Yeah, they did. They actually did.
Amen. Okay. And here is what I'll say. And I'll say this. It's not a lack of miracle that you don't believe in. It's the idea that miracles don't have to be so unbelievable in order for them to be believable. We do miracles every day. The things that we do here is enlightening things. We walk on water by walking on whatever the idea of what water is. It could be troublesome, it could be whatever. We enlighten one another. We heal the blind by making people see perspectives that were not there before. So there's a lot of miracles that we walk away from looking for miracles that are bigger than what it is. And that's why it gets us to the point at which we start believing in these fallacy priests that tell us that they can do all these physical things and touch you and you
spray you with doom.
Spray you with fart doom on and you. All that stuff.
Taste weed.
But if you look at it from a spiritual level, miracles are a lot less appreciated because people are looking for those types of stuff. So that's what I was saying, is that a miracle is not just it's not just on that level of somebody can walk on water, because I don't even believe that one, for me, I don't believe that one can happen. I believe that the ones that we do every single day And if the ones that happen every single day are not taken as miracles, and they are, people are so powerful. Human beings are so powerful. People do so many things for other people that they don't even realize. So many miracles that they do for other people. So much grace, so much all of those things. So I believe, and I stand by that point, I still don't think that there was anybody who walked on water. But I do believe that somebody walked on water.
Titi, wow. Beautifully said.
Stunning.
Thank you for getting that off your chest.
Stunning.
That was beautiful.
Get it off your chest. Lay it to rest. Get it off your chest. We can help you the best. Get it off your chest. You don't have to guess. Here on PNC, we're on the quest to help you relieve that stress.
Get it off your chest.
This one,
all right,
this one, this
let's
one.
Solve some of the last problems of 2025. Maestro, President Ashin.
Hi, PNC. This is your Chila from Soweto. Hi to everyone in studio and any guest that you have. Guys, so I went to Vafa's show, Becoming South African, and I was really, really looking forward to seeing you guys there. Ah, my guys. I don't know why I thought, since it was advertised on the show, you guys would show up. My surprise guest. But wow, what an amazing show. I really, really enjoyed. But nice. Yeah, guys, yo.
Nice.
So shows that you're going to be there, please do say ne. What the... Guys, if you want to come see us, come through to this show and then you say, yabo, yabo. So, ish, because some of your guys' show there on the panel can be a bit costly for the rest of us, yabo.
I know who they are.
But I will support you all the way.
Wait, what did she say?
Thank you, guys. Keep the content coming. Keep the skits coming. Love you.
Love you too, cheese baby.
Love you too.
If I knew what you said. Apparently my ticket prices are too high.
Actually, I think when everyone shows who that was at the Lyric, is the tickets are kind of high for the normal.
How much was Vafa's show?
I have no idea, but I think tickets started from 300.
No, this was like 200, 250. Oh. I was at like 300, 400.
Yeah, man.
600. I saw 600.
Mine was bro.
to be teased, to sit in front.
And the 600 ones are the ones that go first.
Yes.
The 600 ones.
The balconies are actually 850.
Yes.
And they were the first to go.
Yeah, my balconies are on 50% now, almost done. And they're the most expensive. Down there, is the section that's bought the most, and it's the
highest. 130 to 600.
Yeah, I see. Mama's ticket started at 130.
Yeah.
I mean, which is great. It's affordable, nice, and it's taking comedy to the people. Mm. And I think with us, if
it's
we...
a Pakistani, you must, you know. I'm joking. Of course, he's Sri Lankan.
No, Iranian.
No, bro. He's Bangladeshi.
Oh, Bangladeshi.
He's Persian, bro.
Oh, he's Persian.
Bro, we're joking.
I know. I ran with it.
Wow.
He was there performing on a carpet.
Wow.
Wow. Really?
He wanted to show us the world.
I will show you the world.
Hey, that happened.
Yes.
I think, look, man, to the cheese baby, I hear her grievances. She literally thought she's gonna get to see all of us at the show. But this is what Chris Mapane was talking about. You must go to comedy to go to comedy. Enjoy. You got to see a piece of comedy through Vafa. And with us, you're going to get to see us all individually. As of in the year 2026, you're going to see all of us individually.
All of.
Everyone.
Mm. Even the ones drinking water.
Yes. Whether they are thirsty or not, you will see them individually. But you will also get to see us collectively. And that's what's going to happen in 2026. This time we will have a tour manager who actually manages to put together a tour. So we will be touring as a collective, but we'll also be doing our individual shows as well. So we will let you know about that.
Yes, we will.
The first one, 20... Get...
Oh, yes. That's
the right moment.
The first one is 28 February, Lyric Theatre. And the reason why we sell tickets for, like, for me, right? Because I could tell the ticket prices when I saw them the first time. I'm like, I need a long time to sell this so people, I can be in your plans for the next... Because we literally started selling the show in probably August.
Before
August, because remember, this was a postponed show. And for me, it's also like a thing of like, I really, really feel like I let people down. You know, obviously, the circumstances were beyond my control. But I feel like I let people down by postponing the show. So now, for this one, like, trust me, like, I'm fine.
I'm cried out.
This is gonna be a nice one. Like, so do come through 28 February at the Lyric Theatre. Shows, tickets are on web tickets and they're available right now. So you do save up during the festive season. Do spare that bit of money to come and take care of yourself and take care of me as well. Shabba.
Nice.
Next voice note.
Next voice note.
Yeah, people at PNC. I'd like to get Mpa, Titi, Farida, Tabiso, Shandre, and Jason, and their background crew. Hey. So guys, I need advice on something. So to cut the story short, me and my friend were caught at school. Well, I'm in high school. We were caught at school with a vape. So we were promised expulsion. I don't know if I'm saying this correct, but like, we were promised that at the end of the year, we are going, they are expelling us at the end of the year. They've given us like time to finish our year this year. Then next year, we were told to go. So my friend came up with this idea that we should try and blackmail them. At our school, they hit us. And last time we checked, corporal punishment wasn't a thing anymore. So we are trying to report the school, but we are just, I'm scared that we might make this a big issue where like it's going to be a long process and stuff. And I'm also thinking about the other kids who are learning there. So if this thing leads to a huge thing whereby the school gets closed, what about the other kids? Where are they going to go? Because it's tough to find a new school at this time of year. So, but it's also a thing of if we don't do it, those teachers are going to still continue hitting the kids there. So I don't know what to do. I need your advice. Thank you and bye-bye.
Bye.
Does vape make people high?
Yeah, it can.
Well, nicotine. I did.
It depends. No, there's vape that is like, basically like a digital nicotine cigarette.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's one with nicotine, one without. Then there's the weed.
Pens.
Weed, the
vape pens.
The vape pens, which have, what's the liquid oil?
THC oil,
yeah. So there's that. I'm going to start it with Grootman advice. You decide how you want to take it. Me, the biggest thing that irks me is people who lack accountability. If you've done something in life, own it. Like, don't try and find a loophole out. The whole year, we've been watching people trying to find loopholes. You watch a whole commission with adults lying in real time.
Because
This one's trying to find a loophole to get out of this, to say, yeah, but I did this, but I didn't do it like this. But hey, man, just own up to what you did. You got caught vaping. It happened. Now you're going to go and say, yeah, but they hit us. Emunna, they hit you because you were doing what?
Vaping.
Now you must go and prove that you got beaten. Do you have pictures of you bruised and beaten? No. Now it's he say, she say. Emunna.
You know what's funny?
These
man?
Guys are idiots.
You know what's funny?
You guys are idiots, bro. Nah. They dumb, bro. They're going
to try
and
cheat the system.
Cheat the system by blackmailing the school to say they hit us.
Everybody's wrong.
Because they were vaping in the first place, bro.
And they thought it was a good idea.
Dumb, Jen. Own up to your mistakes, bro. You got caught vaping. If you're going to get expelled, get expelled. Let it be a lesson. Some lessons are best learned the hard way.
Mm.
And you know
if
what?
You get caught, you got caught, dog. Just accept your thing. Move on.
That's with a vape now and then it's a body.
That's like saying the traffic cop that caught me drinking and driving wasn't wearing his seatbelt.
So he's wrong.
Ah, that one, wrong, that one I'm right. Taking, that one. I'm not going down.
Not going down alone.
Matra.
Matra.
Morning, sorry. Bloop, bloop.
Maraga reception belt.
Hey,
guys. You know what's funny about these bros, ne? These guys in school, they don't know how to say expulsion.
Dude.
What did he say?
He said, I don't know what it is, but we're going through it at the end of the day. So someone is wrong here. Either the school or the learners, but...
Nah, dog, don't...
Yeah, it's not working.
Don't vape. Yes, we used to smoke at school when I was in high school. Mm. But we knew the consequences of smoking.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? Like, you did the thing knowing the consequence. You can't be a criminal...
And be shocked.
And be shocked when the thing happens.
You will get caught at some point.
Yes.
And it's worse that you're in school and you're trying to find criminal ways to get out of a crime you've committed.
Oh, I don't
know. It's already wrong. It's a crime.
It's a crime against the code of conduct of the school.
No, I'm saying that's more crime.
That's what I'm saying.
You committed a crime.
On top of a crime, to commit more of a crime.
But also, these kids don't have the role models.
Mm.
Think about it, bro. Everywhere you see,
I'm glad they beat them, eh?
Here's my problem with society, bro. Like, and it's on a micro level. Every single person that is a victim is weak, bro. Like, and I'm not saying that you're weak because you're a victim, but even the image of a victim.
Mm.
Is very bad. Have you seen the wives of all the victims? They're not as hot as Kate Matlala's. They're not as hot as Thabo Bester. They're not as hot as any person that's like a high profile crime person. They always have everything. They've got the flashy lights. They've got the things. So the idea of winning in this country is never coming from a person who's a victim.
Mm.
You see a victim, you see the wife, you're like, damn, you're a victim in this as well. You know, like...
Shame.
You know? So it happens like that. Somebody does something wrong. They go away. They do something. So you see that every single thing happens like that.
Mm.
Bad guys have hot wives.
Mm. It's a different representation.
Bruh.
Picture one.
Wow, you are a victim as well in this.
Being a criminal is glamorized and it's such a problem.
Yeah, and I hate the fact that people don't... I don't mind crime being glamorized and whatever. That's the nature of crime. And you sort of... In a sick and weird, twisted way, you understand why criminals blow their loot the way they do.
Yeah.
Because they kind of had to risk their lives and risk all of these things, getting caught and whatnot, to get these things.
Oh.
So now that they get these things, they go and buy all sports cars in blue. You know what I mean? So you understand like where this mentality comes from. But you also have to be account. Like if you get caught and you are caught red-handed.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Like, bruh. I think the most frustrating thing about the commissions this year was we watched people lie.
Deny.
In real. My man, you were caught. Live jive.
I didn't do it.
Shabir Sheikh.
Yo.
Shabir Sheikh. VBS.
Live.
But I'm saying.
You denied live.
The people that we say are our Grootmans, are our thing. They do this thing. Every day from
life.
Back in the day.
Yep.
There's no accountability for any of these things that we're talking about.
You see what generation it's breeding now?
My brother.
Where high schoolers are like, I don't need to be accountable for being caught vaping.
With a vape. With a small thing.
I can become
and that's
a victim.
Because
that's what happened with those guys that you're mentioning. They become victims. Oh, I'm too sick to be in here.
Mm. I need to not be here.
Yeah.
Where's the evidence?
I'm not the only one who stole.
So you're going to blackmail and then you're going to say, but there's other kids.
Yeah. You guys are idiots.
It's so stupid and you think you're smart for it. You are going to go into worse trouble.
I don't know Kate Matlala. I know Kate Matlala. Oh, you're lying. You know me. You slept in my hotel.
Yo,
free room. It's a free room. You don't want a free room?
Did you get money? No, I didn't get money. Oh, no, I gave him 500 thou.
How?
Oh. Even.
But there was a lady there. I was there. No, I was there.
South Africans, no. Like, come on. Bro. Bruh, like,
after you call us nunus, can you took the money? We knew go.
Yeah.
So you see, this is a culture of unaccountability. You understand? So,
big ups to the school for beating the kids.
Yeah, because clearly they need it.
To whoever the teacher or the principal was who beat those kids.
Keep beating.
Well done.
Keep beating.
Shine a future.
Sorry.
Hey. Hi, everyone. Hi, Chief Babies and the people in studio. Pop-ups, Sisiru Chumeric, Farida to the Fizze, Tabiso Mhlongo, and Michu Mirati, Shandre, Zayn Mebra, and also the lovely guests, if you guys have any. I would like to remain strictly anonymous with this. I need advice on the topic that you guys we're talking about when Saul was in studio about alpha males and makhwayandun. So I've been going through an issue for the past 4 years. This is a financial issue. I haven't been getting any job for the past 4 years. And I don't know if I am fortunate, but I have been attracting women who are independent and have their own things. And what they would do is take me in, you know, to live with them and stuff and support me financially. But now the issue with that is a woman like this can't be told anything, you know. I mean, sure, when you guys start off the relationship at first, she will listen, but it's just a short-term thing. And now my issue is when that happens, I leave, I pack and leave and go find another one, another independent woman, right? Now I'm seeing myself in this circle that I'm going around and I don't know how I found myself here. I'm losing myself. I don't recognize myself anymore. I really need to get out of this circle because it's affecting me, right? I need advice, guys. I need urgent advice because myself back. You know, this is painful. I need the alpha male in me to come out. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Please advise. Thank you.
My brother, you know a drug addict, man. A drug addict takes the same drugs. Like when you're an addict, you kind of gravitate towards the same stuff.
Mm-hmm.
A meth addict is addicted to meth. A crack addict is addicted to crack. You know what I mean? Like
a makhwayandunu
is addicted to huayng indu. You, my man, literally said, when I reach this point, I will leave and I'll go find another one like this.
Yeah.
So when by some weird chance, of all the women you fall for, you miraculously always fall for the independent ones who have places where they can take you in. My dog, you're a makhwayandun. There's no other.
And
accept it, dog. Like taking back your alpha maleism is being accountable for the fact that you are a makhwayandun. Stop, dog. Like, go make your own things. Go build yourself. Yes, it's been hard. 4 years. You haven't had the kind of money you wanted or employed. Keep going, dog. Find opportunity. There's AI now. There's job opportunity. There's business opportunities. Do something.
Proper mixtape.
The amount of effort and time you've spent Googling and researching these independent women who have enough currency to keep you afloat is the same amount of effort you could have put in building yourself, bruh. Go to gym. The two G's. Gym and God. Something will come out of there. I guarantee it,
bro.
Even when you're broke state, you're chasing banyana.
And what is stress?
What are you doing at the Ferrari dealership? Usna license.
Or you want to test drive a Ferrari with a pie?
That is wrong etiquette. Wrong.
Be a man, bro. Grow a pair. Go get your own things. Start small. Act now, think big.
Also, you can't want to be worried about her not having control when you yourself keep finding a new one to want to control, but you have nothing to show for it. You have the wrong mindset to begin with. Yeah. And for you to even up and leave every time it gets difficult shows that you don't want the alpha maleness. You want to be a soft girly. You want to be in your soft girl era.
Mm-hmm.
No, that is wrong.
We're going to talk like equals now, man. This bro. I would say, listen to this. You have found the pinnacle of the life that you are living. And that's always being a Khwaindun. There's nothing further than this. You're going to stay on the horizon of Ndunu Khwaing. Gonna Khwaing Ndunu till eternity. To infinity and beyond. You'll be Nkhunu light year.
The light year.
Yo, this is not the first voice note that is like this.
Exactly
like this. And somehow I'm impressed with this generation. Because how are these guys and always finding independent women who are taking them in? Because
I'll
life
tell
is
you how
guys...
Okay, go for it.
They have a representative. The representative being what they present. They come to you with the intention of being ambitious. I have these things happening. Once you get into the relationship, you're moving in together because you're like, you know what, let me help you expedite this process.
Potential.
So let me help you take away the thing for you to have to go look for where to sleep, what to eat, what to do. Let me house you, seeing as we are together.
So you can focus on
you can focus on your dreams. Be a dreamer. Go and reach them. Then at a point, this dream is not coming closer. Instead, I'm working harder. I'm working harder. But the dream is not coming any close. Now you are feeling like, this is all standard. We are not moving up in life. Mm. You go, let me pack my bags. I'll go elsewhere.
Why like this?
Look, I have to disagree with all of you. I just hold a different opinion. Life always evolves. It changed. I bet people were having the same conversations, those generations that came from war. What's wrong with these kids? How can you just wanna go to work and come back and look after your family? You must be a real man. You must go out there and fight for your country and almost die or die for it. That's what it was like being a man. I'm telling you now, in World War I, those are how the Bruce loved.
But
there was always a war.
I don't think anyone would want their family to go, especially after experiencing war. I don't think.
But my thing
is, I wouldn't come back as a father and go, nah, you guys are weak. Mm. You must almost die like me.
Yes, but
no, also, I go and do that. That's what war's about. It's about fighting for your freedom.
Yes.
Right? For your freedom to choose, for your freedom to live however you need to fight. So I don't think that's... I see where you were
you
trying to go.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But if, like, life evolves. If we have to go back into the 1600s and you're in England and you're a child working in a factory where someone sees you with a book, they're like, what the hell are you doing? Get
just
back into
read.
The factory. Why are you reading? There's no time for read. Be like the other children. Be a real child and go to the factory and work. So life is always evolving. The role of this alpha male is, I think, it's falling away. Right? The women are empowering themselves. They are getting on the thing. Yes, as a man, you can actually choose now. Do I want to be a husband that stays at home and looks after the children?
Sean,
I can be that
Sean,
man.
Sean.
And be there
Sean,
watching Miss Rachel
Sean,
the whole day.
No one's saying you can't be that man.
Yes.
In fact, we live in a world where you can be a woman. Do you understand?
Yes.
But you are not an alpha man. Don't come into the woman space trying to be an alpha when she is the alpha.
Yeah, but our life is now
no,
alpha
has
gone
Sean,
away.
This guy,
literally,
let's dissect what he said. He said, I go into each relationship. And every time I go in, I leave when the woman starts
not listening to me.
So, my dog, when you put
you
nothing here,
and then you want to talk about
then you
what
want
must
to
be done.
Yes, you can't.
You can't even get a job for 4 years, dog.
Forget relationships. In a family,
4 years.
You don't make decisions unless
you bring
something
the money.
Here.
Yes, but then my
you
thing
can't
is,
you can't be choosing the color of the casket if you make
Chandra.
No contribution to the family.
But that means he's
Chandra.
Wrong because
4 years.
He wants to be the guy
be
at home
alpha.
And also say,
he says every time he gets to that
Four.
Point in the relationship where they won't
Welcome.
Give him the control, he leaves
Four.
And he goes to find another alpha woman that he tries to alpha.
For 4 years.
And when he loses, he moves on to the next one.
No, it's either you are on the other side or
for
the
4 years. You choose. Are you a male or an alpha male? Male. You can choose either one.
That way I agree. I'm just saying like, if but you can, and there's nothing wrong.
There's nothing wrong with
that. To be like, hey, if this is where I am. I will. Yes. I want to be. I want to be
there's
the guy at
wrong
home.
With being a bat, bruh. Mm.
A bat.
Mm. A BS nigga. Mm. Oh. Ben, sorry.
4 years.
So,
oh, maybe you're saying a badass transaction.
All right.
Transaction.
Yeah.
Badass transaction.
Yeah. But that's what I'm saying. I'm just saying roles have changed.
You're correct.
Life has moved
on.
You can choose. But if you want to be the guy who wants to make decisions, my brother, get a job, get your own things, and then you can say.
But listen, also, let's not be judgmental. This country is bad. And my thing again.
Survivor.
Let us not fight. And remember this. The core of a lot of our problems comes from the fact that we support human beings and call them struggle heroes that have nothing in common with what we are going through. They have no zero care for what we are going through. There's unemployment. You understand? Like, we have to do best with our narratives and say, hey, hustle harder, do this, do this. But the fact of the matter is, these fat cats, these old men and women that are done past their fucking primes, they've never went to therapy for all the things that they should have went to, are eating our youth and they're killing us systematically. And all we keep doing is say, wait, we'll find a better vote. There is no way that somebody as old as the new people that are trying to be mayors know anything about us. They never grew up like us. They will never grow up like us. So why are we letting them shape our futures? That's the only thing that is a real problem here. Let us shape our futures, control our futures, and then let us see what our narratives are for ourselves. Shapa.
Nice.
Wow. It's a democracy.
Yep.
Ah, that's it for us, cheese babes. Yeah, man. Hey, my brother, can it end with you, please? You are our last get it off your chest for 2025. Change your ways, my brother. 2026. It's the year that your phoenix rises.
Use the same energy you get independent women to get a job.
That's what I'm saying. All that effort.
Bruh.
Because here's the thing. There's a lot of girls. My man, there are a lot of women. In South Africa, I've traveled. Nah? I'll say this with my chest.
Mm.
The most beautiful women in the world are in South Africa.
Especially in Limpopo.
So not only must you page through a list of all those women, now you must go a step further. Find out which ones have houses, which ones have cars, which ones have jobs.
That's a job search.
Dog.
That's a job search.
Too much, yo.
Bruh. Do you see that effort?
It's too much.
Find out where they hang out.
What they like.
What they like. Then position yourself.
And he said there's always a honeymoon phase, so he knows how long
the honeymoon
is.
But it's 4 years at the same position. So
this was one of the characters on Adulting, guys. This was one of the characters on Adulting.
Oh, that show me and you were on.
Were we on Adulting?
Yeah, I was on Adulting.
No, the one where they slut Timby. I mean,
yes.
Were we on Adulting?
Yeah. Hey,
what did we do?
No, man.
Who,
was it Adulting? What's the
like
other
a
one?
Romantic? That's
oh,
not
maybe
a
it's wrong. I'm wrong.
No, Adulting is the one with the.
What's the one you starred in? There was a show that you.
Yeah.
Season 2. Yeah, I'm there. I was there on season 2.
No.
Season 2 was horrible. No.
It got better, you know, episode 4.
Oh, of course.
After you were out.
Yes, and then it went.
That was a horrible show. Cheese babies.
To a beautiful year.
To a beautiful year. Here's what I want to toast to. I want to toast to a great 2025.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
A lot has happened.
Mm-hmm.
A lot is going to happen.
We've lived through a lot. We've survived a lot.
Yep.
My most important thing is growth. I think from everything that happened, whether it was altercations or tragedy or whatever, I think growth has been the most important thing for me. I think a lot of us grew. I think a lot of us are growing.
Yep.
And I feel like growth is a very important piece of our journey.
Yes.
And sometimes, you know. Sometimes when you grow,
you've got to go.
You outgrow without realizing. And when you outgrow, you gotta go. So cheese babies, gotta go. So to you guys, we say Happy New Year.
Are we doing it now?
Yeah.
No, we're just saying Happy New Year. We're signing out for the last time.
To the bubble.
Oh,
this
year. Are we outgrowing? Amicably.
Oh my gosh. Trashing the house.
Wow.
He almost.
It's
no.
Happy New Year! Yay!
I'll run over.
We love all of you.